Sanchez, Soviet Mobile. W1RPG Mobile, back to you.
Going slow up Rutherford Road off of White Hampton and Greer with two scoops of mulch on the back of the truck. It's squatting pretty low. it's a little Toyota pickup.
Yeah, you gotta take it slow and easy. I'm just on my way back home. Went to Home Depot to pick something up and to the ATM at the bank. Heading home, and then my wife and I are going up to pick up some plants for the house, you know, outside to make it look nice. Back to you.
And I did last weekend, and I watered them this morning because she hadn't put them in the ground yet, or put them in a planter and put them up on the front porch. So I keep them watered until she gets around to deciding what pot to put them in.
After that, these are going to be planted out in the ground. my wife is not very good with indoor plants. Let me just say that. Her record of surviving plants isn't very, very good.
I'm the one that's not very good at that. I can get grass to grow. That's about it. She does all the other flowers, and I'm just the hole digger and the repositioner. If I didn't position it right, I have to reposition it or move it 2 feet over this way or a foot back that way. You know how that goes.
Yes, yes. Well, we did our attempt at reseeding and getting the front lawn back. It was nice until Hurricane Helene came through and three trees came crashing down on my front lawn. And the ruts, and it wasn't fun. So we spent the majority of Monday raking, grading, trying to fill in ruts, and reseeding, putting some starter fertilizer, then covering it with some straw. And then watering it twice a day since then. I put two sprinkler heads on a timer. So I'll have to think about it. So, of course, as soon as I seed it, before we put the straw, all of a sudden I see a flock of four birds came. They must have been eyeing, oh, look at that buffet getting set up for us, you know? They landed immediately after I walked away.
Must have been in that same boat you're in. I'm just now finishing up with the last repositioning of the trench that goes between the grass and the bark, the mulch, after the biggest tree came down. There used to be a trench that went around it to keep the water from getting up into the bark or getting out into the grass. And now that it's gone, it can go straight through where it was. So I repositioned that yesterday, getting ready for this loaded mulch that I'm hauling in today. And just made it into my neighborhood. So next time around, I'll probably be parking the truck. So I'll say good day to you. Enjoy the rest of the day and be careful out there, Mobile. W4DJW.
Very good. Well, have fun with the load of mulch and be careful lifting or unhauling, whatever. And nice to chat. 73 W1RPG clear.